The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. If you are looking to make a difference to your work life as well as your personal life, this program is for you. We'll have stories, identify tools and techniques to help you in your everyday success, and answer your questions and hear your ideas. Now, here is your host, Kimberly Stewart.
Welcome, Voice America listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I am looking forward to today's guest and talking to Nola Hennessy. She's going to help us on how to put positive personal power to work, and we're going to hear about her journey on how she has achieved success and is still achieving success and reaching for success. So let me first introduce you to her and give a short bio. Nola Hennessy is renowned for her people skills, love of life and fun, business acumen, and enduring energy and passion for making a positive difference. One of Rotary International's Inspirational Women 2011, Nola rose from a childhood of severe constraints to become a senior manager at 16 and has three times risen to senior leadership in the top of her chosen profession. She leads the global consultancy Serenity Consulting in its strategic intent to facilitate peace and provide services and products that are cut above the rest. Her guiding principles in business and other aspects of life are excellence, great leadership, and utilizing positive personal power to achieve peace in relationships at every level around the globe. Nola offers unrivaled and unique experience as the CEO on the shop floor multiple times, is an accomplished and professional speaker, facilitator, change agent, educator, negotiator, mediator, presenter, interviewer, and host. Nola, thank you so much for joining me on Stepping Stones to Everyday Success.
It's an absolute pleasure, Kimberly, and thank you for having me on your show, too. I've been looking forward to this for weeks.
Well, wonderful. So I need to ask you, did I read that right, that you were a senior manager at age 16?
Yes, I was, and that really set the tone for the rest of my life, I think. The way that I achieved that was not something that I wrote down and had a plan for. Basically, because I was working in the domestic home that I lived in, you know, providing family support from age 10, and was strongly encouraged to earn my own income and support myself to a great extent. By age 12, I was legally allowed to work and pay tax. So I went to school, but I worked as much as I could work on the outside of school hours to earn money and be able to support myself. Now, what that did was it gave me an introduction to the normal workforce that most people wouldn't necessarily experience until they were in their late teens. And I quickly rose because of my own strengths and I think my personality and my approach with people. I very quickly rose into supervisory roles. I worked in hospitality and retail kind of environments where I was constantly engaging with people and growing very strong. And by the time I was 16, I was in my last year of high school and I was given a catering manager's job for a tour and cruise company that operated in Australia's capital city.
Wow, that is quite impressive. And, you know, I'm hearing an accent. Are you from Australia?
Yes, I am. I was born in Sydney and I lived in Austin, Texas in 81, 82. And when I was living here, I had quite a strong southern accent. But yes, I'm from Australia and that's my citizenship at the moment. Yep.
Wonderful. So let me ask you, and I'm really quite interested in hearing your definition of success.
I thought about this quite a lot, and I've written down a statement that I think is true. When a person knows at the deepest soul level that they've lived life with honesty and integrity and authenticity in achieving the goals that they set for themselves and in their relationships with others, that is what I write about in my books, and I hold true to that statement. I think success is not about the size of the car or the house or how much money in the bank, whether you've got the latest Louis Vuitton handbag or the best Pierre Cardin suit. Not about that. It's about the soul level stuff and being good and honest and doing things right.
So do you feel that you've achieved success, and can you achieve success? I mean, that's quite a definition. And can you ever achieve that success, do you feel?
I do personally. I work at this every day. I had an experience in the early turn of the new century that allowed me to really have a heightened level of self-intelligence. And as a result of that, I realized that I needed to continue to refine myself at a soul level and modify the personality traits to suit what I saw as deficits in myself at a soul level. And I work on that every day. And it's about people not being complacent about their own development and their own growth.
So, you know, what tips do you have for folks out there who need to find, do some self-awareness and find out about their soul and what's in it and align it so that they can help achieve their own success? What tips do you have for people to have that kind of self and inner reflection and find that?
They need to be prepared to really stand in front of a mirror and look at themselves and feel what the energy is inside. Now, if somebody, is always lying and they're always doing things, they're conniving and then manipulating situations to suit themselves, then they're not probably going to be able to look in the mirror and feel good about themselves. Some people, though, can, and they're quite happy being deceitful and dishonest, and that's their journey. So if the people that want to change will change as a result of, figuratively speaking or actually putting the mirror up in front of their face and saying, who am I? What do I want? What are the things that are holding me back? What fears do I have that are unfounded? What baggage am I carrying? What anger do I have inside? And really understanding the root cause of the barriers to their success going forward.
And it sounds like being willing to hear for themselves and to themselves some of maybe the things that they don't want to hear but face it head on.
Yes, absolutely. It's about being personally accountable. And that's the real critical thing for me in my life and why I achieved, significant success and senior leadership at 19, senior management at 16, but then 3 years later, I wasn't even a legal adult, and I was in senior leadership running an international hotel and second down from the top of third down from the top of the company that I work for. And it's about accountability, taking responsibility for your own actions and actually pulling yourself up short and saying you did it wrong and making it right before somebody else has to do it. And losing the ego that you're constantly looking for other people to give you the gratification that you're not able to give to yourself. So it does require a lot of self-reflection and self-discovery, really. It's like, an ICT project. You've got to go through a discovery phase to work out what's wrong and what's right.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's probably, it comes naturally for some, but it's probably very hard for others. For my own sake, what I I think it also takes lots and lots of practice. I know at the beginning it was probably really hard for me to get into that practice of self-awareness. I feel that I have a good sense of self-awareness, but it didn't come just, you know, overnight. It was practicing and being willing to face some of the things I didn't want to face.
And in reality, Kim, it's actually okay for people to get to the point where they say, I'm all right just the way I am.
Right.
And they, you know, and they will live their life on the path that they're on, regardless of what other people actually want them to do. So people need to own their own outcomes and be comfortable that the decisions that they're making and the choices that they're making every day are good and true to them. Maybe 20 years down the track, they might think, golly, that was a really dumb thing I did, or that was a bad choice I made. They've learned their lesson. Hopefully they apply the learning so they don't repeat the mistake. And then they can step forward into a different paradigm. But it's actually okay for somebody to say, I'm not perfect. Nobody is anyway. I like to lie sometimes. I might steal a cookie from the cookie jar at somebody else's house. Whatever their badness aspect is, they might be happy with that, and that's okay because people are entitled to live their life the way they choose. We're given choices every day, and it's through those choices that our lives are formed.
Right, and I think that is so important. You know, we opened up with talking about positive personal power. You know, what is that?
When in my first book, No Boxing Allowed, I actually take people back through a level of self-awareness. They can understand what negative and positive power is in the body. If you can imagine somebody projecting out into the wider universe, but outside of themselves, love, compassion, empathy, kindness and happiness and tolerance of others and being calm about stuff, that's a positive energy that's coming, that's sort of like radiating out from them, and they may not recognize that it's happening, but it is happening. The counter to that is a negative energy and negative use of power in the body, which is the anger and the hate and the cruelty and the lack of compassion and all of those things that are destructive energy. So when we think about positive energy, it's all about tapping into the good universal energy that's all around us. We are electromagnetic beings anyway. We're held on the earth by electromagnetic forces. If we didn't have a North Pole, South Pole, and the moon and the planets aligned the way they were, and magnetic fields, we would float off into the universe. So gravity is keeping us held to the earth anyway, and people need to recognize that that just doesn't happen by clicking a finger. We are part of the universe, so every person's connected to everybody else purely because of the universal energy aspect. And when people really can, and years ago we used to call it biofeedback, understand and feel the energies in the body and what the body was doing at a physical level, then they were more able to get in tune with what their body was doing at an emotional level, mental aspects, and also at a spiritual level. So positive power is about recognizing those feelings and those sensations that come from everybody, uniquely from each individual, and harnessing the positive emotions that are attached. So positive personal power is about projecting, being constructive and open and honest, compassionate, and, you know, listening to other people actively, looking into other people's eyes and understanding who they are and really being with them in the moment. That's what positive personal power creates. And people never lose their power. That's what they've got to understand. There's a difference between positional power and personal power, and everybody has positive personal power. Most people just don't know how to recognize it, harness it, and then channel it for good.
Well, wonderful. I'm looking forward to exploring this a little bit more in the next segment, but for right now, it's time to take a break, and we will see you after this break. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Stepping Stone Consulting, LLC, is a woman-owned small business focused on providing the stepping stones to program management success. We offer our government, nonprofit, and small business clients experienced program management professionals to meet their program's critical needs. Stepping Stone Consultants will meet your organization's programmatic requirements with short-term or long-term resources, coaching new program managers, and team building and facilitation services. Stepping Stone Consulting will help you achieve the high-performance teams and program management sustainability your company desires. Stepping Stone Consulting builds strong partnerships with its clients based on trust, communication, integrity, and dependability. Visit steppingstone-llc.com to find out more about our services. You know that an improved team means improved productivity and a better bottom line. Put Stepping Stone Consultants to work for you. Contact us at kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com or call 703-620-2010 today. If you want to know about investing in emerging and frontier markets, or if you have experience in this field but still need to know more, tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham. Gavin explores news, current trends, and insights about both categories of investing. His guest experts, along with his own knowledge, will help you stay above the line when it comes to growth potential, whether in funds or equities. He will look at what to invest in and avoid. Tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business,
you'll find the experts here.
Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, Voice America listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have on Nola Hennessy, who is talking to us about how we can tap into our own personal power. So, Nola, you had defined what our positive personal power is, and you had talked a little bit about our positive personal power versus the negative personal power. You know, for the listeners out there who want to either make sure that they're tapping into that positive personal power or want to tap into it and haven't identified it or found it, or how can they do that? How can they leverage that? And how can they leverage it for what they want to achieve and achieve their own success?
Well, I'll manage this in two ways. Firstly, to help people quickly to identify the feeling of negativity and the feeling of positivity within themselves, and then talk about how they can focus on the positive and outcomes. If a person sits in a chair and relaxes and uses 5 minutes to think about a very hard time in their life where they were either intensely frightened or very angry or upset at somebody, and they take time to think about how they felt, they feel those feelings again in their heart, they will automatically start to have a negative, sort of like a negative current, start acting within their body. So they will generate negative energy simply by focusing on negative aspects and bringing up fear, anger, frustration, wanting to control things, and power issues. People will feel that negative energy. On the counter to that, once they know what the negative energy feels like, Anybody who's ever been frightened knows what the physiological response is to being frightened. People sweat, their hearts race, you know, they can't think straight. But if you think about positive, they need to stop the negative flow, take 10 minutes out, and then come back and kind of sit in the same spot and visualize something that they know is good and where they felt really great about life, where they were in a very happy place, where they weren't feeling threatened, where they were able to be in control of their outcomes. And when they realize that that's a very nurturing, warming, heart-massaging kind of energy, that's when they will get the aha moment of what the good energy feels like compared to the bad energy. If I walked outside the house that I'm staying in Colleyville and there were kids playing outside and they were being noisy and I wanted them to be quiet, if I walked outside and yelled at them and stomped my feet up and down, I'd automatically be projecting negative energy. Whereas if I opened the door, stood, observed, got context, was discerning in my choices and risk managed, and calmly walked over and calmly spoke to them and said, really, you're interrupting me. I can't have you be noisy like that right outside the door. That's a completely different energy flow in the body. And if people do that experimentally, they will get the aha moment and they'll never forget it. Now, using positive energy constructively for themselves and for humanity is not that hard. It's about making choices where they're selfless choices, where you think about, gosh, I could do that or say that, but what impact will that have strategically on that person or that organization or that community? And they think beyond themselves. So it's not all about you. You know, the saying it's all about you that we keep hearing, it's not all about, you know, the individual. It's about us as a humanity working together constructively, helping one another, supporting one another, sharing things. The barter system works really well. Why do we walk away from it? If somebody needs something, then karma will come back to you if you give to them in their time of need. You shouldn't expect it back, but it will come back anyway. So positive personal power is nothing. It's not like something that you grab hold of and you suddenly get to use it. It's about you knowing yourself well enough that you project out the good energies as well as making the right, friendly, helpful choices and unselfish choices in life.
Which I know can be very hard, especially if you're in a moment and in a flow and you've got a break of concentration and sometimes if you're not in control, your first reaction might be negative. So it's really the self-control, as you said.
Yeah.
One of the things, so, you know, talking about that and projecting that, and obviously you have, when you do project that, you project it on other people. And there's, I'm sure, amount of other people then feeling that positive power and leveraging it themselves. So that's, I think, when everyone goes and, you know, the more positive you are, that reflects and it just is exponential.
Absolutely. And it's exactly what I wrote down. Positive, you know, we're right in sync here, Kim, because the goodness of positive personal power, it increases exponentially. And this is the biggest thing that people don't realize is that we have people who deliberately are destructive, who deliberately want to create havoc. But I can tell you, it's the old saying, good will overcome evil. There is more good energy in people. They've got to learn how to find it, harness it, channel it, and grow it. There is more good energy in people, and we can squash the ones who are putting out the negative. If everybody has a right to be negative about stuff. I was actually really upset with some people the other day, and I was sitting on a couch, and I was actually chatting to my son, who's a grown adult, and he said, "Oh," he said, "Ma, you're putting out this really strong energy. Do you know that? And I said, yeah, I'm actually feeling it. And I had to vent that I know myself, my power that I put out, I have to be really careful of, because I've kind of got a mega dose, and I need to, when it's positive, it's really positive, but when I get slightly annoyed, if I vent it and I'm near people, it can actually be quite physically moving, and my son has recognized that, which is good for him spiritually, because he'll say, you're putting out that negative. It doesn't happen very often, but everybody's entitled to feel a negative emotion or a negative, you know, sense about something, and they're allowed to vent. But it's about venting and letting go of it in a way that doesn't destroy the positive harmonies and energies between people. Is that a bit more clear?
Yeah. So let me ask you this, because as you were talking, there is something that I do. Is I know when someone or something has really hit it to the core for me, and I have all that negative energy and negative thoughts. Something I found that I have done, and I think it's a good thing. So tell me, is that I'll go to a quiet place and I'll kind of work through in my mind all the stuff I really want to do, but I know shouldn't do. And it might take 5 minutes, might take 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but I work through those scenarios. And then once I've worked through it in my head, I can then come back and go, okay, what do I really want to do?
Exactly.
How do I really address it? But I need to get that, those thoughts and reactions out. And I guess it is a venting. It's just more silent in my head, but then it does allow me to clear my head and go, okay, now that I got it out, this is how I want to approach that situation.
And you're fortunate in having the time to do that. Now, people don't always get that time, as you
right.
know. When we are in a fight or flee situation, our autonomic nervous system has kicked in, there's a threat in front of us. Maybe your child is about to fall off a swing and, you know, crack their head open, and the parent has to yell loudly or grab the child
right.
or do whatever. You know, there is... Or if you're in a boardroom and somebody does something totally inappropriate and you have to halt the conversation, there are times when you've got to act on instinct. And that's where the great leadership traits come in, the difference between just being a leader and a good manager and being a great leader, where you work to stay very calm yourself and you are in control of you, like you are in control of yourself, not of others. And by being in control yourself, you're more able to influence the behavior of other people. But if you press somebody's buttons, they're actually quite entitled to respond the way that they feel comfortable, because after all, that's their journey and they're learning responses and reactions of other people to their responses, and they're learning how to be more discerning about their responses. So no human being is perfect. If we're perfect, we're in heaven. So when none of us are perfect. So we have to be mindful that if you can take time out and think about your course of action, that's always the best thing to do. Never react in anger. But sometimes we are put on the spot. And interestingly, anger is always coming from an emotional pain place. We're not instinctively angry. We're not born angry. We learn to be angry. We learn to bottle up our emotions, and we learn not to vent appropriately. And that's what creates the anger. Now, psychologists will not like me for saying that, but, you know, that's the reality of it. When people don't have baggage, anger is not in their repertoire of emotional responses. I've been there. I've done that. It's anger is not a place where I get to anymore. I can get annoyed about stuff, but I never get angry.
Right. So, you know, it is actually time for a break. So let's hold all those thoughts and hold my questions until after this break. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm Kimberly Stewart, and I have Nola Hennessy on with me, and we're talking about putting our personal positive power to work for us. See you after this break.
business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Stepping Stone Consulting, LLC, is a woman-owned small business focused on providing the stepping stones to program management success. We offer our government, nonprofit, and small business clients experienced program management professionals to meet their program's critical needs. Stepping Stone Consultants will meet your organization's programmatic requirements with short-term or long-term resources, coaching new program managers, and team building and facilitation services. Stepping Stone Consulting will help you achieve the high-performance teams and program management sustainability your company desires. Stepping Stone Consulting builds strong partnerships with its clients based on trust, communication, integrity, and dependability. Visit steppingstone-llc.com to find out more about our services. You know that an improved team means improved productivity and a better bottom line. Put Stepping Stone Consultants to work for you. Contact us at kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com or call 703-620-2010 today.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, Voice America listeners. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and you're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. And I have Nola Hennessy on, and she's talking about how we can put our personal positive power to work for us and how we can tap into it, identify it, leverage it, and how great leaders and signs of great leaders can do it too. But I want to get Nola, to sort of your career and what has made you so successful and some of the things that you have accomplished or overcome. You know, what would you consider to be the key values that you've upheld throughout your career?
Honesty, being open and transparent, obviously within commercial and personal constraints of transparency, national security clearances. You can't tell secrets and you're not meant to tell. But transparency is really being authentic. Being good, like doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not just because you want to impress people. Focusing on doing your best, not doing 80% is good enough, that's close enough, I don't care about the other 20%, but also not expecting to go over 100%, because if we're giving 100%, that is our best anyway. I think it's ludicrous, this idea of people doing 150% on the job. How can they?
Right, yeah.
Saying sorry when you do something wrong, that is not a weakness or a deficiency, it's actually a show of strength. And admitting when you don't know something. If somebody asks me a question and I say, look, I don't know, but I will find out for you, then there is a level of respect there that you're not pretending to be who you aren't.
Absolutely. Those are some of the things that I see so often, some of the young professionals just not knowing how to react, thinking that they need to know everything, and they don't, you know.
Nobody does.
Right, exactly. What are some of the barriers to progress?
Well, when I think about my own career, because I started so young and I was in responsible and accountable positions and I had a lot of authority quite young, I'd never let it go to my head. Like I had a level of personal power that even if the position I was in was influential and powerful, I didn't actually get on a power trip. And that's the interesting thing that people will recognize when somebody doesn't understand their personal power. As soon as they get into a senior influential position, they start to go on a power trip. It's a common term. We all know what it means. And what you're seeing is a person chest out, you know, exerting their authority when in fact all they've got to do is be the person in the job. It's a bit like, you know, if President Obama was out there saying, "I'm the president, aren't I wonderful," chest stuck out all the time, people would say, "Look, go back to the White House, go and have a cup of tea, calm yourself down." But if you are the position, and I remember he and Mitt Romney in the final debate about foreign affairs and foreign policy and so on and peace and war, Mitt Romney actually challenged Obama, and it was really good how he used the respect of the position of president to basically tell Mitt Romney, "You're being inappropriate in how you're addressing me because I am actually the president of the United States. I'm the president-elect, and, you know, this is my position that you are questioning." And so that was an effective use of power, both personal and positional. When I think about my career, the barriers that I faced were probably two major ones. Gender bias, being female. I was born in 57, so by the time I was in senior leadership in the 70s, there were mainly men in senior leadership roles, and they didn't want women around because men wanted to be the doers of everything. There are a lot of men still like that now, and we haven't progressed that much in 40 years, but in those days, gender bias either caused me to have my career blocked, or I was seen as a threat, therefore I wasn't allowed to progress beyond certain levels, and it really was the other person's perception. Mostly, my bosses were men. I can't think of any but one example where I had a boss who was a manager who is a woman. But also one of the barriers for me, which I managed to overcome with strong diplomacy and resilience and just sheer determination, was that I was very experienced and very qualified, very young, and people who aren't as qualified and aren't as experienced, if they're deficient and they're not in touch with their personal power, they will feel intimidated. And they will usually not want to see you do well because that makes them out to be pretty inappropriate and deficient in their job. And so they don't want to be shown up for what they can't do because they've got a high achiever. There is nothing wrong with high achievers. There is nothing wrong with being qualified. There's nothing wrong with having a world of experience. And it's not about being a jack of all trades. It's being a master of all trades that's the epitome of really strong professional success, is having mastery at a number of areas.
Yeah, those are all great advice and stories and tips. And it kind of taps into, we have a listener group that is the young professional, people who are fairly early in their career. And you've hit on some of the things that they need to be focused on. But what is the best way for them to manage change, and how, when you want to start a new career and need to adjust and not adjust to not being at the same level or seniority as previously? So I guess you're looking at sort of that mid-range level professional who's switching a career versus the young professional who's just starting out in a career.
I've written 8 points here, and I'll read them for you because I think they're really in order. The critical one is they need to let go of wanting to be the boss. They need to let that go. They need to take time to work out exactly what they want out of the new career, what they want to achieve. but they need to give themselves time to mentally assimilate everything. They need to involve the people who will or should be there to support them, their inner sanctum, their family, their colleagues. They need to remember themselves that new people and new places and activities and tasks means that there'll be a very high learning curve period for themselves. So they actually need to be kind to themselves and back off pushing themselves. They must celebrate every success, even if it's tiny success. They must pat themselves on the back and say, I did well with that, because they're growing stronger with every step and they're establishing the foundation for that new career. They need to make sure that with that new career that they actually get the formal training or the OJT or the degree or whatever it might be that they need in order to be effective and credible in that career. They need to communicate with their new boss about, you know, what their progress is, what the expectation from their employer is, and also what they want to be able to give to the employer or the structure that they're in their new career. And the last most important thing is always remember, change is an opportunity, never a threat.
I think that those are great advices, great points. And I am going to try to get all those up onto my Facebook page so that people can check that out for Stepping Stone Consulting, my company. And you can get that link at the host page. So thank you for all of those. Now, we did talk a little bit. Go ahead.
That's a pleasure, I said.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, we talked a little bit about some of the things that really anyone can apply in terms of overcoming some barriers. But now let's go back to looking at that young professional who's just starting out in their career. And what advice do you have for those individuals?
They need to really be committed to that career and know what they want. So they need to be able to stand in front of the mirror and answer the question when they say to themselves, what do I want? What is it I really want out of this? What am I wanting to achieve? They need to be steady and know what the answer is and stay committed to it. They should, and I would suggest strongly, that they document a strategic life plan. Now, my first book has a layout for that. It's not hard, and I can tell you that when they think about the critical needs and then they look at the most important wants and they forget the superficial wants, they satisfy their needs first, then they give themselves the big major wants, and they let the rest go, they will be on a big step forward in their success. They need to be kind to themselves. They need to back off and just be nice to themselves. And you know, I say this to people, be kind to yourself. Don't knock yourself around just because you made a mistake. It's okay. And remember that in any career, at any time in their life, there are no failures. There are only opportunities to learn and grow.
Wonderful. And with that, it is time for one last break. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have Nola Hennessy on, and we're talking about putting personal positive power to work. Thank you, and we'll see you after this break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Stepping Stone Consulting, LLC is a woman-owned small business focused on providing the stepping stones to program management success. We offer our government, nonprofit, and small business clients experienced program management professionals to meet their program's critical needs. Stepping Stone Consultants will meet your organization's programmatic requirements with short-term or long-term resources, coaching new program managers, and team building and facilitation services. Stepping Stone Consulting will help you achieve the high-performance teams and program management sustainability your company desires. Stepping Stone Consulting builds strong partnerships with its clients based on trust, communication, integrity, and dependability.
Visit steppingstone-llc.com to find out more about our services. You know that an improved team means improved productivity and a better bottom line. Put Stepping Stone Consultants to work for you. Contact us at casestewart@steppingstone-llc.com or call 703-620-2010 today.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, Voice America listeners. You are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart. I have Nola Hennessy on, and we're talking about putting your personal positive power to work. And we have had a great conversation about personal positive power, how to identify it, how to leverage it, how to use it, how great leaders use it, some of the values that Nola has for her successes in her career, some tips on how to overcome barriers, some tips on changing careers and how you can successfully do that, as well as for the young professionals who are just starting out on their careers, how they can make it the most success. So now we have time for, you know, I always enjoy this segment because I feel like we get to know the guests a little bit more personally, and of who they are and what they like when they're not doing their profession. So, Nola, are you ready for us getting to know you a little bit more?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start off with, who is on your iPod or iPhone or whatever MP3 player that you have?
Well, I don't have an iPod. I have an iPhone, and I use the iPhone for phone calling, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, occasional emails, and an occasional search on the web. But I don't have an iPod, and I don't have an iPad. I must be behind the times.
So, well, let me ask you this. Are you going to get an iPhone 6 that has just been announced?
No, I'm going to wait for the next one. I'm on my son's very solid advice here, just to sit tight and wait. I'm going to get it, and whatever the iPhone version is when I move to the U.S., that's the one that I'll get.
Okay, well, we'll have to have you back on and find out what it is that you get. So, where is your favorite vacation spot?
Well, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones. I live in I have a home in a little town. It's not a city; it's a town called Mollymook in Australia. It's on the east coast, about 3 hours south of Sydney, and it is probably one of maybe three or four idyllic places in the whole country. In fact, in the whole world, to go on vacation. So I'm fortunate that I live in a vacation spot where most people would kill to go and have a holiday. And I will keep my home there so that when I'm living here in Texas full time, I can actually go home to Mollymook for a holiday.
That sounds wonderful. And you are a lucky person. That
I am very lucky.
So, well, enjoy it. And I wish that I could say the same, but I can't. What is one thing most people do not know about you?
This is a hard question. I thought about this for quite a while when I thought that you were going to ask me this. When I was in my early 20s, before I moved to Austin in 81, I was trained to the level of opera singing, so a Stedfords and operas, and I received formal voice training for about 6 months, and my vocal capacity at that time and since has sort of developed and developed. And that's something that most people don't know. My singing teacher wanted me to enter a Stedfords and win competitions, but that wasn't my thing, so he lost out, unfortunately.
What is one word that describes who you are?
I'm authentic.
Wonderful. What do you like to do when you are not at the office?
I like to be outside. I love to garden. I love sport. I like to do anything that involves having a whole lot of fun. And where I'm physically active. And yes, when I move here, I'll be looking forward to doing target shooting and that kind of thing again as well, bushwalking and hiking and fishing, anything that's outdoors.
So what is the timing of you moving to Texas?
It will be when the U.S. government approves my intra-company transfer. We're just waiting for our trademark to be registered in the, okay. in the U.S., our international trademark, and then we can reactivate my visa, and that's when I can physically, once that's through, I can physically move over on a relocation visa, and we'll just, you know, move along as need be year by year, and I intend to have staff here, and I may have staff who commence before I get here, in fact.
Right. Well, wonderful. Well, we look forward for you coming over to the U.S. and living here. What book are you reading?
I'm still in the last, probably the last 15 pages of one of Michael Caine's biographical books called The Elephant to Hollywood. Fabulous book. Absolutely fabulous.
Great. And what movie have you seen recently?
The Notebook, and I cried lots.
Oh, I just saw that too. And I cried too. My husband cried also. I love that movie. What is on your bucket list to do?
This has been on my list of achievements, you know, not my bucket list before I die kind of focus, but something I've always wanted to do is to buy a Winnebago kind of van, and I saw one the other day when I was walking, and tour everywhere I can go in the United States and probably into Canada and just explore, because I've done just about everywhere in Australia, and it's time for me to do the same. But Texas is going to take a lot of my energies, and then when I've explored Texas, I'll go out. But to do that in a Winnebago and not have any time constraints, not have to be at work, not have to be answering phones would be just magic.
Wonderful. So let us know. We're into the final two questions that we ask every guest, so I'm looking forward to your answers. What do you do when you've had a bad day?
Well, I don't have bad days. I have what I call challenging days. So I never acknowledge a day as being a bad day, because I always think positively that every day is a winning day in some respect. If I have a really full-on, exhausting kind of day where my time is used by others and I'm not necessarily able to be in total control, then I get into the kitchen and I cook, because I was trained as a chef anyway. I get into the garden and release my energies. I walk, or I sit in front of the TV and veg. It really depends on the day.
That sounds wonderful. And what practical advice can you give others to help them be successful every day?
Staying focused on their vision, what it is that they're working towards. And so knowing what the outcome needs to be, or they want it to be, and then just locking it on the radar and staying positive, thinking positively every day. Because something good always comes out of the worst adversity. You just have to find it. People need to time manage and to prioritize and tick off their list. They need to make lists and tick off it or cross out what they've done. I do it every day. It's been ingrained in me since I was a teenager at work. Never create the too hard basket. Because once you create a basket that says, this is too hard for me to do, you constantly put things in it. So if you never create it in the first place, you're always going to be challenging yourself and getting uncomfortable, which is when everybody says, yes, it's an uncomfortable place to be, but it's only at that point when you're doing something uncomfortable that you actually are learning at a great rate and you're being adaptable and flexible. You don't even realize it, but that's what you're learning to be by taking on the hard stuff when you need to. And probably the last point is remembering that life is about change. Life equals change. We are an evolving species, and so we can't block change because it's all around us.
You know, and on that, it is time to close down the show. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Nola, thank you so much for being on the show. I've enjoyed it. I've learned a lot. I've got many tips and tidbits to take home with me and to apply them throughout the week. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself, too, and it's been a real pleasure and an honor to be involved in your show, Kimberly. Thank you.
Great. And with that, I hope that everyone out there has a wonderful week and has picked up a few of their own stepping stones to everyday success. See you next week.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Please join your host, Kimberly Stewart, again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. This week, take one more step to find your success.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.